Well, working people often ask retired people how they make their days interesting. One man said, "Well, the other day I went downtown to get to the bookstore to get a Wall Street Journal. And I was only there for 5 minutes. When I came out, a cop was writing me a parking ticket. I said to him, 'Come on, man, don't you have anything better to do than to write a retired person a ticket? Why aren't you out chasing crooks, or is that out of your league?'" He just continued writing that ticket. Then I called him a Nazi. And he glared at me, right, and wrote another ticket for worn tires. So I called him Barney Fife. Oh, when he finished writing that second ticket, he put it on the windshield next to the first ticket, and this continued on as he started to write that third. It continued on for 20 minutes. The more I abused him, the more tickets he wrote. I didn't care. I came downtown on the bus. And that car he put the tickets on had a bumper sticker that said, "Texas rules." Now I'm retired, and I try to have a little fun each day. It's really important for my health. One of the things I know to do that aligns me for my health, align me with my vibration with the divine. So we affirm. That's right. There we are. I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. Now I got to say it right, so you got to say it again, okay? I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. One more time. I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. Now, according to the Gospel of Mark, which was actually the first gospel written, Jesus began his ministry walking across this open field saying, "The time is now. The kingdom of goodness is within your grasp. Turn to it and believe in the good news." What if someone came up to you and told you that? Right? What would you do? The kingdom of goodness and wonder is in your hands. Turn to it and experience this wonder. Right? Despite all the crazy things going on in the world, there is a place of wonder and goodness that will provide you your heart's desire. Somebody came up to you on the street and told you that, what would you say?
Amen, brother.
Amen. The truth is, times really aren't very different than they were 2,000 years ago. Israel was in a constant state of chaos and war. The people were in a heightened state of fear and really, which isn't really any different than today. Right? Well, except they didn't have heat and air, you know, TV, internet, cell phones, vehicles to go places in, right? The truth is that the kingdom of infinite possibilities hasn't gone anywhere and is right there beyond your sight, right? Beyond what the mortal mind can see and sense. And what we have to do is repent. Don't you love that word? Repent, which means to turn around and look for the good. Right? Turn around and look for the good. Right? And then align ourselves with the divine vibration. Yeah, we have to align ourselves with the divine vibration that is always rippling through the invisible ethers and is always right there beyond our sight. Well, Jesus would have actually said it a little bit differently. He would have said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill can't be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but under a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. So in the same way, let your light shine out before others." Yes, you are the light of the world, right? You are the light of the world. What did Jesus mean by saying this? Perhaps he knew, as I believe, that all things are made of light particles. You know, in truth, it's scientific fact that we're all stardust. Right? This is what many of the ancient scientists and many of the ancient cultures believed, that we were stardust. We are made of light. And light is this infinitesimally small particles of atoms and energy that come together to form who we are. Although, we might not realize it. We are energy beings, energy particles that express themselves as light and wonder and form our physical bodies. And what we really need to do to experience this light and wonder of who we are is actually to share it. Seeing it rippling out, allowing this vibration to shine out into the world. Right. Now, why would Jesus have said, "No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but rather puts it onto a lampstand for everyone else to see"? Why would he have said that? Do you think some people he knew were a little grumpy? Upset? Angry? About what was going on in their world? Why would anyone have a reason to be grumpy or upset today? Right? Why are people hiding their light? Well, it could be like that little girl who was standing in line at Walmart with her father, who was just completely stressed out about what he was doing. And he hears her singing, "Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so well. I'm so swell. Every little cell in my body is well." And her father hears her singing and goes, "What are you doing?" And so she starts again. "Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so well. I'm so swell. Every little cell in my body is well." And as she sings, everybody else in line begins to sing with her. Wow, right? The entire universe is in a state of vibration, of energy stirring, and each one of us is a generator. You know, in that movie, What the Bleep That We Know, You know, we talked about earlier today, it tells right at the end of the movie that if we actually charge our energy up, one person could generate enough electricity to run the whole city of Oklahoma City. One person. Wow. Each one of us is a generator, creating our own frequency and our own resonance, which fills our bodies and the energy field all around us. The whole of Einstein's work was to show that what we perceive to be solid matter is actually energy patterns, running with energy running through those patterns. Awareness of this energy field that surrounds us is the foundation of understanding the spiritual journey. If you don't believe that the energy field is there, that living energy that they called the Christ, how do you ever go on the spiritual journey? Right? Searching for the Christ, searching for nirvana. Same word, different languages. A living energy field all around us all the time. And if you don't know that it's there, how do you look for it? When we do, and we've experienced that energy, we realize that we're children of God, radiant beings of energy. Once we understand that we are part of this living energy system, right? Every day of life and everyday life is infused to us. It connects us to the ability to be in this moment now all the time, aware of it. Once we understand that we are part of this living system of invisible energy, a quickening occurs in us. And everyday life is infused with the ability to stay connected with this living energy in this moment now. When we experience stress, what we need to do to attune ourselves with the heartbeat of God, with this living energy, is to reach back here. You know, in the soft points below your neck, along the cranial ridge, and begin just really to love it with those, you know, love that energy right here with those two fingers, right? And be aware of the living energy just flowing through you, focusing on the resonance flowing through you, that inner light glowing. And then all of a sudden you can glow like Jesus glowed at the transfiguration. You know about that story where he was praying and he turned into a light being? Yeah, it says so in the Bible. The first story of Yoda. Jesus not only felt this inner vibration within himself, but he was aware of it in others. And he shared these insights over and over again, and he tried to teach about it, about this energy field that surrounds us and enfolds us, and how we might use it. That the kingdom of God is not coming in things to be seen or heard, for in fact, the kingdom of heaven is in the midst of you. Right? Luke 17, 20 and 21. The kingdom of heaven is in the midst of you. Right? You take your finger and you point it right here. Right? But you know, the people of his time and the people today really can't hear it because of what they had been taught by others. So, how do we know when we are not allowing our light to shine out into the world? How do we know when we're out of sync with the cosmic flow of the creative force of the whole universe? Are you grumpy? Right? Do you get grumpy? Do you feel tense and angry? Do you just want to scream? Do you have a headache? Do you have a lot of tension in your neck? Right? Something you might do to relieve that tension is, again, to take those two fingers and to press real lightly at the soft points at the bottom of your neck. And allow that circular motion of that rub just to gently let the energy go. See it being dissolved. In unity, this is where the faculty of zeal resides, that, you know, this on the, along the cranial ridge, right there. And this is why it's a spiritual faculty that is so important. It is at the top of your neural net, right? The neural net runs up your neck and right to that point. Right? And it can help you, if you're aware of it, it can help you to learn to direct that living energy. And also, you might say, it can allow yourself to allow your energy system to flow like it's designed to flow. If it's shut down, if you're angry, nothing gets through. As you create that understanding of that vibration of energy moving through you, you can become aware of Spirit's vibration through your body, the breath of God flowing through you, that it creates that energy. And you will become more and more aware of the vibration flowing through you and the vibration of other living beings all around you. You know, it's like that morning I went outside to check the weather. Actually, I went over to the weather channel and clicked it on, and the person who gave the weather report said, due to the instability in the atmosphere, no trackable storms moving through the state at this time. Wherever you go today, you have to be weather aware. It was really on TV, Channel 9. So I went outside in the crisp morning air and bright sun to feel, you know, to feel the light pouring down and to feed the feral cats. And they would just they walked up into me in my garden, and they looked at me and they just started purring. Feral cats purring? Oh my gosh. And I began to contemplate her words and the words of Stephen Hawking's about atoms and the quantum field and wormholes and the beginning of time, and how all invisibility is connected and interacts with one another in this living energy field. And I thought, wherever I go today, it's important to be weather aware. Why? Why every day, all the time? Why? Because it is in God that we live, move, and have our being. Right? And as I take each breath knowing this, I can begin to feel God's life flowing through every cell of my being. I can feel it and feel it. And it's wonder, and it's love, and it's healing life flowing through me. As I stood in the garden that day and I felt the wind just blowing across my face and listened to the birds in the wind singing, the cars rumbling off down in the distance, I felt all the vibration moving through the ethers and how to align myself with its vibration, align my inner vibration with that divine vibration. And it became a very magical moment when I reached out and touched those feral cats. They were purring again, just so loud. Then Stephen Hawking's question jumped in my mind. Why am I here? My response, not just to pet the cats, John. It's to know God's life expressing through me. To know God's presence, to allow that light to shine through me and out into the world. So it's always important to be weather aware, to feel that breeze on your face and the sun shining down on the skin, and when you go out in the rain, to feel the raindrops pouring in upon you. And to listen and sometimes to hear that song that we sometimes sing, and I'll have to remember to sing it again. We are living in the heart of God, right? We are living in the heart of God, and we have to awaken to know its presence. Now, I realize part of you totally accepts and wants it to be true, but then there's probably another part, a louder part, doubting part, a questioning part says, what you're saying is crazy, right? How can I know God? That totally defies everything I've ever been taught growing up, and everything I used to believe is true about God out there somewhere who's watching over you, making sure I don't do anything wrong. Was I the only one that had those kind of parents? I guess, huh? Yeah, no. And part of me, you don't know the things I've done and where I've been and the crazy ideas that flow through my mind. But despite the protest of the human mind, it is true. We are living in a field of infinite possibilities. This living energy flows through us. So what we have to do is just to get still and blow those thoughts away. Just, right? Release them. Let them go. Take those two fingers and push them right here and just relax yourself and allow yourself to be still in this moment now. Say to yourself, I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. Thank you for doing that. I'm aligning myself with the divine vibration. Be not afraid. Be not disturbed. Divine wisdom will provide the answers to all your mortal mind's questions. Right? They'll be answered. And your inner longing of all the mortal mind's questions is just be dissolved. Just be still. And know the I am in the midst of you. Now, with all these wonderful words about calming and bringing the power of zeal to peace, the book of Revelation adds perhaps two of the most important things that you should do in life is learning to harness the imagination and the power of your spoken word. Our imagination, what some call the third eye, has this power to reach out into the realm of invisible ethers to begin shaping and forming this invisible substance that we call life. And we shape it and form it in accordance with what our thoughts are. Yeah, we shape and form the invisible ethers and the molecules and atoms all around us in accordance with our thoughts that we're holding in our imagination. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Huh? What were you thinking? Because as we're thinking those thoughts, we're literally, unintentionally forming and shaping the invisible ethers in accordance with those thoughts. You will so soon know what those thoughts are because you're going to speak them with your words, and those words go out. and take those shapes and forms you just created and they bring them back into your life. What? You think a thought, you speak a word, it comes to be right back at you. Oh my gosh, right? Oh my gosh. The power of the imagination is right here in the third eye, and the power of your spoken, the power of power. Isn't that crazy? The power of your spoken word is right here. When we consciously open our awareness to this field of living energy and the vibration, we create our thoughts and words and everything in it. When we know that we're doing this, everything changes. Right? In the beginning was the creative energy, and the creative energy was God. And the creative energy came to people as whole, and the creative energy is in the midst of you. Creative energy is translated from a Greek word that means logos, that was translated by King James to mean the Word, which became Jesus. What they're really talking about is that creative energy in you that you direct with your imagination and the power of your words. It's what we call the logos, right? Your word, your thoughts are creative energy. Your creative energy is thought sent forth with whatever you speak. Wow. You see, when we stop from our busyness and open ourselves up to this divine vibration moving in life all around us, it opens our mind and heart to a completely different reality. This vibration, this living energy is flowing through you, and you can direct that creative energy in any way you choose. In 2005, Dr. Emoto explained this process and this vibration that's created by words. He demonstrated by its use with water. Dr. Emoto called this a resonance. Through our words, we send that vibration out, invisible energy out. And this divine matrix of life that is all around us, which is composed of atoms and molecules, this sound vibrates, creates a ripple throughout the universe. Like billiards. One ball, right, when you shoot it, goes out, hits another ball. Well, when we create that vibration, it goes out into the invisible ethers. It hits one atom, that hits another atom, that hits another atom, that hits another atom. Through the creative energy of our words, a resonance goes out and bounces off everything around us, filling the atmosphere around us with the energy of our spoken words. Wow. Maybe that conversation we had this morning in Sunday school is even going in a whole new direction. Wow. Intriguing, isn't it? So, now with that said, and this being Memorial Day weekend, we want to pause and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all those individuals who served in the military. What a blessing you have been to us, to me, and to our world. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all those who shared their life to help bring peace in our world and the many ways that they blessed us in this world. And as we speak these words and align our thoughts with them, we see this sending out a vibration of energy out into the ethers of thanksgiving and joy for all the wonder of them. We see it flowing out into the universe, bringing more peace and love into our world. So, let us affirm one more time. I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. Together, I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. One more time. I am aligning myself with the divine vibration. I invite our prayer.